It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy. Pam, how are you?
Hey, Ben, I'm well. Thanks for having me back.
Great to talk to you again. We've got lots more questions to ask you from our listeners. Here's one. What's good for dry skin or chapped lips? We're in that time where we've had a couple cold snaps. What's a good idea for that?
Yeah, you're right. It definitely is that time of the year. The weather being colder and drier, it certainly results in many of us having dry skin and those chapped lips. You know, the key really to helping to reduce that dry skin is just regular application of moisturizers. So the best thing you can do is to apply that moisturizer, you know, every day right after your shower or bath, just to try to trap in as much of that water or moisture as possible. And then, of course, reapplying frequently as well is really important. So moisturizers are a combination typically of a few different types of ingredients. So ingredients that can either attract water, they can form a barrier on our skin to help reduce that moisture loss, and then ingredients that help to like soften and smooth that skin surface. So the key is that regular application to help reduce that itchiness and roughness and flaking that we get with that dry skin, especially in the winter months. I usually will recommend a product that is scent free, and it certainly by no means has to be wildly expensive. I often find myself recommending ones like CeraVe or Cetaphil, which are those scent-free options. And then for chapped lips, you know, again, there's so many products to choose from, but they don't have to be wildly expensive. And key, again, just like with the skin, is regular applications. So trying to avoid licking your lips, which I know can be really tricky, especially for the little ones. But is important because when we're outside and licking our lips, you know, often it can really make things worse and can cause that skin around our lips to become quite inflamed. And sometimes we need to look at other you know, stronger creams to try to help with that. Other tips, you know, through these winter months to keep in mind is just drinking lots of water to help stay hydrated. And then, of course, having a humidifier going in your home during the dry months of winter can help as well. Now, with that dry skin, I have to say, you know, if it does become worse, or those over-the-counter moisturizers, you know, if you're using those daily and it doesn't seem to be working, then certainly you'd want to check in with your pharmacist or doctor or nurse practitioners. You know, we are able to assess for skin conditions in our primary care clinic at the pharmacy. So don't hesitate to reach out if you think you could use certainly a little extra help.
Right on. Another very common thing for this time of year, sore throats. Any ideas for sore throat relief?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Great question. And we get it, you know, almost every day at the pharmacy. You know, sore throats can certainly be one of the more frustrating, you know, aggravating symptoms associated with these respiratory bugs that we see in increasing numbers, you know, this time of the year, so over the fall and winter months. But there are some over-the-counter options that might be helpful if you find yourself under the weather with a sore throat. I typically recommend ibuprofen or Advil. So if you don't have any allergies and you can tolerate it with your other medications, etc., then ibuprofen or Advil is a good choice. For others, acetaminophen or Tylenol you may help with the you may find helps with the pain as well. Typically, Advil is my preference only because it helps to reduce that inflammation and swelling that Tylenol wouldn't necessarily help with. Again, staying hydrated is key. Lots of fluids, especially those warm liquids, and then using those lozenges. There's so many different types of lozenges available, but just using those regularly it's going to help increase the moisture and help ease the pain some as well. There are some lozenges and sprays that have ingredients that can numb the pain with a sore throat, but the effects of those are really short-lived and you're limited to the amount you can use daily, so just keep those things in mind. A good old-fashioned salt water gargle can also be helpful, but an important thing to keep in mind is that sometimes sore throats can be a result of bacteria, the bacteria that causes strep throat. So while the majority of sore throats that we have are, you know, it's a result of a viral infection, and so it's just treating those symptoms, but there are times that you want to consider keeping in mind that you may need to seek an additional assessment just to help rule out if it is a bacteria like strep, that, you know, in that case would require an antibiotic. So if you find, you know, that you or your child have a sore throat along with a fever, you may want to consider giving your pharmacist or doctor or nurse practitioner a call. You know, typically if it's strep throat, that sore throat will normally present with a fever. You'll typically have those swollen tonsils or lymph nodes, and typically there's no cough with strep throat. And, you know, in the pharmacy primary care clinics, we can do an assessment and proceed with a strep test as well if we feel, you know, that there's a good chance that it may be strep throat. You know, and in that case, we can provide that course of antibiotics. And then if the result is negative, make suggestions on the best way to manage your symptoms. So certainly that's, you know, sore throat associated with fever, you may want to consider calling the pharmacist, doctor, or nurse practitioner.
Okay, good info there. You've been having lots of people come in and ask questions about the COVID and flu vaccine. That's still available, right?
Yes. We get calls all of the time asking if it's too late to get your flu and COVID vaccine. So just a quick note to say it definitely isn't. So we still have flu and COVID vaccines available. You want to make sure that those are up to date. And then, of course, keeping in mind that depending on your age, Nova Scotia has expanded other vaccines that are available, of course, this fall. So depending on your age, you may also be eligible for your pneumonia vaccine, shingles, RSV, or meningitis B vaccines too. And of course, if you're traveling through the course of the winter, you'll want to make sure you don't require any travel vaccines depending on where you're headed. So certainly you can call pharmacies, your pharmacy, give us a jingle, don't mind booking you in, or you can call Nova Scotia's central number. That number, for those of you that don't have an appointment already, is 833-797-7772. Of course, vaccines are also available from your doctor or nurse practitioner, or you can book on your Health NS app as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks so much, Pam.
Yeah, my pleasure, Ben. Take care.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.